This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 24th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Dayjet's orphaned fleet of 28 Eclipse 500 very light jets, parked in Gainesville, Florida, may soon have new homes. Fractional provider Our Plane tells ANN it has submitted a purchase bid. Assuming the company's bid is accepted, it will immediately begin selling fractional shares through Our Plane's nationwide program. Our Plane CEO Graham Casson says his company will be able to better utilize the fleet in ways Dayjet never could. Quote, "While we were sad to see the demise of Dayjet, the economics of the fractional aircraft business model have proven themselves for long-term security and strength, unlike the unproven air taxi model, and our customers are clearly confident in the security of their aircraft investment." Unquote. If the offer is accepted, Our Plane will become by far the largest single fleet of Eclipse 500s. An investigation into the August 20th crash of a Spanair MD-82 during takeoff has focused on improperly set flaps and the possible failure of an alarm, which should have alerted pilots to the oversight. Figures cited by USA Today suggest that alarm is more important than you might have imagined. U.S. pilots reported 55 incidents of improper flap and slat settings on airliner takeoffs to NASA's National Aviation Operations Monitoring System since 2000. Most of the reported cases of improper takeoff settings were caught by visual and oral cockpit warning systems and corrected by crews before the aircraft took off. In the recent Spanair case, three maintenance mechanics have been summoned for possible criminal charges after no trace of the audible warning alert was found on cockpit recordings. The U.S. Air Force is about to cross a line we've seen coming for a while now. The service is launching a training program for pilots of combat UAVs, which will not require candidates to have the basic qualifications or receive the training required of the pilots of manned aircraft. The Associated Press reports the experimental program aims to train as many as 1,100 new pilots to operate UAVs over Iraq and Afghanistan. Trainees will learn only the basics of operating small aircraft. The traditional height, vision, and fitness requirements for operating high-performance aircraft won't apply. Colonel Kurt Sheldon, assistant to the Director of Air Operations for UAS Issues, says officials are seeking up to 20 captains with 4 to 6 years of experience to volunteer for the Unmanned Aircraft Systems Beta Test Program. Qualified candidates may have civilian flight experience but no military pilot training. After 9 months of UAV-specific training, graduates would earn their wings but be qualified only on UAVs. NASA's next-generation rocket system has undocked and headed down the Ohio River. That's right, on Wednesday, full-scale components for the Ares 1X test rocket left the hangars of NASA's Glenn Research Center in Cleveland, Ohio, bound for a Wellsville port along the Ohio River and ultimately Kennedy Space Center in Florida. WKYC3 Television reports the completed test rocket is scheduled to launch next summer. The rocket parts are the first NASA Glenn has manufactured for a full-scale launch vehicle in 20 years. Joe Roman, president and CEO of the Greater Cleveland Partnership, noted, quote, "This is another key example of the kind of innovative technology that is developed here in Northeast Ohio," unquote. Wow, could the Rust Belt one day become the Rocket Belt? This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. There's good news and bad in Northwest's quarterly report. Boeing gets set to go into the aircraft financing business. And a new airline prepares to start operations in Canada. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, managing editor Rob Finfrock offers a primer on how and when to submit news to ANN. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.